Ridian as soon as I put her to task to help us find some great small businesses owned by women. Ridian, of course, all over YouTube, all over TikTok. And that's how she found the owner of Sips, which I'm excited to chat about. Stefania Marzelia joins us right now, the owner and founder. Hello, Stefania. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You're killing it on your social media. Good work there.
When I heard
Sips, I thought, oh, coffee. Oh, no. I was wrong. Premium syrups. I know you do coffee beans and some other stuff, too, but is syrups your main game?
100%. So syrups are what I call the foundation of the business. We have coffee beans. We have cold brew. We have some other fun stuff going on for sure. But what our customers truly love are our coffee syrups. We use very simple, organic ingredients, no dyes, no junk, and it just adds a little something special to every cup.
When I hear syrup, I think of maple syrup on pancakes or chocolate syrup on sundaes. Is this the similar viscosity, or when you say a coffee syrup, is this just something to give me a little bit of a in my coffee?
You know, it's funny. We actually just released our seasonal for autumn, which is our maple sea salt. It definitely has the viscosity of something a little bit thinner than maple syrup, but still thicker than anything watery. It's really perfect to add, of course, on pancakes and sundaes and whatever your sweet tooth desires, but it's very delicious in coffees, teas, cocktails. We love it in an espresso martini. So I always tell people, if you think it sounds good, it'll probably be good.
I mean, it definitely sounds good, to be sure. I think all of these do. How big are the bottles that people buy?
So currently we sell 5-ounce bottles, but very soon for the holidays, due to popular demand, we will be releasing 10-ounce bottles, which I think will be perfect for family coming over for the holidays. Have a little coffee after dinner, in the morning, really any time of day.
I love that. So if it is a little bit thinner than maybe a thick syrup and it comes in a rather smaller bottle, is this just like give a little dab of it, like almost like a, you know how like vanilla extract is super powerful? Is it like that, or maybe somewhere in the middle between pouring the whole thing in and just giving a teaspoon or something?
It's actually exactly that. Well, of course, we do have customers that do prefer to pour, you know, the whole bottle in there, which, hey, we respect that if that's what your sweet tooth desires. But we design our syrups to be stronger in nature. So I always say a little bit goes a long way. So just, you know, start with a teaspoon, build up from there. But we have converted a lot of black coffee drinkers over to Sips. So I think there's definitely something to it.
You're going to have to convince me. I have definitely taken, well, I do like one dash of cream just to like almost for temperature and just a little bit of taste. I don't add sugar typically. Are these like loaded with sugar? Not that there's anything wrong with it for the sweet tooth. Are there some with flavors that maybe are a little bit quote unquote healthier, or is the amount so little it doesn't really add all that much to the nutritional intake there? Walk us through that.
Yeah. That's a great question. So we actually use organic cane sugar or brown sugar, and our goal is to never make anything taste artificial or perfumey, or just really, you know, we don't want it to taste like a sugar bomb is going off in your mouth. So we really try our best with our ratios. There are plenty of flavors, such as our tiramisu syrup, where we have gone through 10, 12, 15 iterations of the recipe to land on the most balanced flavor. So you're definitely getting sweetness from the sugar, but it's not going to overload you, and it's definitely not to the point where you're like, ooh, I cannot have more than half a teaspoon of this in my coffee.
That makes sense. How did you get started on all this?
Yeah, so I was actually a barista for over 6 years. I worked at Starbucks. I worked at a couple of local coffee shops here in Chicago for a while. I used to be the barista in charge of putting away the weekly orders. So when there would be syrups and sauces coming in, some of our seasonal flavors, I would usually be the first one to unbox it and put it on a shelf. And I got in the swing of just looking at the ingredients list and the nutrition labels when they were coming in. And yeah, I noticed there were a lot of syrups and sauces that these chains serve and carry that have just a lot of yucky ingredients in there, a lot of dyes, additives, preservatives, chemicals that really we should not be drinking. And that's what inspired me to start making my own coffee syrups at home. And this all started with a single batch of Madagascar vanilla bean syrup. And I was sharing a lot of my barista stories and my coffee recipes online on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And I started sharing some of my syrup recipes too. And the way that people reacted to it was just amazing. I got so many comments of people being like, half the people were like, show us more. And then the other half were like, don't show us. Just bottle it and sell it to us. We'd rather have it that way. Which, hey, I'm not going to say no to that. So
as long as they're buying.
Yeah, 100%. So that's really how it got started. We started off very small just last October. We're actually coming up to our year mark next Friday on the 10th. Ever since then, we started off with just three flavors last year, and now we're actually up to eight with some really fun seasonals for holiday coming up very soon, too.
That's wonderful. Do you primarily sell just direct to the customer, or have you reached out to any local coffee shops like to be the exclusive carrier where they can have the bottles on display while they add your sips to their coffees to try and kind of get more brand awareness that way?
Yeah, definitely. So we started off as just e-commerce. We're shipping to our customers. We're shipping to all 50 states plus Puerto Rico. And actually, just recently, in the past few months, we've landed on the shelves of Agora Market in Bucktown, Chicago Health Foods in Gold Coast, as well as we've rolled out in over 25 Dollop coffee locations here in the city. So if you stop into any Dollop location, any of their cafes, they are serving sip syrups now, and we have plans to land in many more. So I always, I want to make sure people are enjoying their first sip of sips, and hopefully they keep coming back.
Stefania, that's incredible growth for 355 days.
Thank you. It's been a wild ride. It's been a very sticky ride at times, but it's been a great one.
Is it just you, or have you been able to kind of hire some employees yet? Are you still grinding this out on your own?
It actually has just been me up until 4 weeks ago. So in the last 4 weeks, I have hired three wonderful ladies who have been helping me in the kitchen. I've definitely gotten help, of course, from friends and family in the past, especially during holiday season last year. There's so many people who are ordering sips for corporate gifting or stocking stuffers, and we definitely had a huge bang in sales, to say the least.
That's
so
awesome.
I got some help from my amazing support system, but I told them I will always supply them with syrup, but I don't want the syrups all over them anymore. No more sticky clothes or sticky hands. So
yeah,
I will hire a staff now.
Yeah. Well, that's a big step for any small business owner. And really that transition from owner to CEO, where you can scale up and you take a more 30,000 foot view of things, you're still going to be in the mix of it all. But that's that's kind of like that next big step. And we hope you'll keep us posted. We're out of time now, but sipmoresips.com, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm going to order some here really shortly. I love coffee.
Well, we're in the kitchen right now, so we'll be making them fresh for you.
Perfect. Sipmoresips.com.